Even a computer novice does what they can to prevent their computer from being hacked. These actions include not replying to that email about millions of dollars from that Nigerian prince. Yeah, that one's still around. To installing the latest in cybersecurity software. That's all great for your laptop or tablet. What about your phone and your car? You forgot about those computers, didn't you? Well, the hackers didn't. Here to talk about how certain models of vehicles and phones are prone to hack attacks is the CEO of Nightline Security, Vinny Troia. Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
And it's nightlinesecurity.com, nightlionsecurity.com for Vinny's business website. And let's start with the phones, because, like I said in the introduction, you know, with your laptop, if you see an email with an attachment, now there's some new thing where someone has sent a message to you, but you don't click on it because that's going to launch something nasty on your computer. People don't think of how their phones could be attacked, or really don't think about their phones as computers, which, pardon the bad pun, technically they are. And what's it's called the Android Stage Fright vulnerability. Explain what this is and what its potential impact is.
So the Stage Fright vulnerability is actually pretty severe right now, because it allows somebody to send someone with an Android phone, or a hacker to send somebody with an Android phone an encoded message, like a video message, for example, with a malicious string inside that will actually allow them to execute certain programs on the phone that would ultimately give them control over the phone. So with the examples that were shown, they could actually activate the microphone and camera remotely, which is pretty severe.
Yeah, and unlike old school needing a specific email address, attackers can really get these programs, much like telemarketers do, I guess, get these random number generators and just have a party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't take much. I mean, with cell phones now, I mean, it's definitely definitely much easier. And with, there have been a number of major vulnerability announcements for Android, you know, not as many for Apple, but certainly there have been a few. And so, you know, people really need to be careful with, I guess, making sure that they stay on top of the latest security updates to make sure that they've got these things fixed.
And even in some cases, with some people, and the way they neglect this concept of computers and their phone to even have some sort of security on their phone, which I hesitate imagining how many people don't even pay attention to that aspect.
Yeah, no, a lot of people just let the updates go by, and they don't, when they say, new update available, they just kind of let it sit. Statistically speaking, Android users are actually worse about updating their phones. They let the updates go for 6 months or a year before they do anything, and that's pretty bad in this situation.
I was doing some reading about stage fright. Does the owner of the phone that's the target have to actually do anything, or can this just
this
if someone gets your number and they want to whack you, they go whack you?
Exactly.
And is there anything that you would notice different if your phone is infected?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I guess depending on what they do, it's possible. But for the most part, I mean, when the initial attack occurs, no. I mean, I don't even think you'll see the message. So it's pretty stealth.
It's almost there was some social media thing where you could send a message or a photo to someone, like 5 minutes later it disappears. That sounds like some of the technology that the Stage Fright is using. It'll send the message and ideally, the phone owner would be off the phone, maybe even sleeping, and by the time they wake up and check the phone for emails, the thing has been over and out and done, and the deed's been done.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so for secure communications, actually, I want to bring that up. There's a really good app called CyberDust that's been in the news a lot lately, and actually, the messages will self-destruct after about 30 seconds after you've read them. So it's pretty cool, especially when you want to, have a conversation with someone that's off the record. This vulnerability is a little bit different because it exploits a core part of the phone that, shouldn't otherwise be accessed. But, in theory, the concept is more or less the same.
So for the novice and the way phones advance, and maybe that's why too, a lot of people are such tech addicts that they jump from phone to phone and don't keep their security updates along with at pace with their phone jumping. For someone whose phone does get affected and they're now behind trying to catch up, what are some of the things that they would need to do?
So, right off the bat, make sure that the phone is running the latest operating system or has the latest firmware patches from the manufacturer. Just make sure, you know, when you go to your system update that you've got everything and you're up to date, and that's really it.
So it's really a simple process, and
that makes
it more discouraging, I guess, someone like you in your industry too, with Nightline Security, how so many people just lay themselves out prone to what technically are very simple attacks.
No, exactly. I think that's honestly, that's about 99% of the attacks out there. It's these hackers going in using very old vulnerabilities that people just haven't updated. You know, the same, I mean, it doesn't just apply for phones. I mean, computers and anything else. I mean, these systems just haven't been updated, and that's how they're getting in the door.
Talking with Vinny Troy, who's the CEO of Nightline Security, nightlinesecurity.com on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And like I mentioned in the intro, your phone's a computer. And, well, we've all long known that a car, especially the newer ones, have computers in that helps mechanics get to the diagnostics a lot faster and look at the performance of automobiles. But people don't think of those computers as something that are accessible to any sort of hacking. Now, certainly with the driverless cars that Google and Tesla and other companies are putting together, as well as what we just saw Fiat and Chrysler with the Uconnect system, that our car computers are also prone. What's been some of the action that's been happening with auto and vehicle computers for hackers to have some turn into playgrounds?
So the you know, the news we heard yesterday, or you know, recently, was regarding the Uconnect system. A couple hackers figured out how to reverse engineer their way into the system and access a car remotely. And so for the tests they did, which was completely you know, on the level. I mean, they didn't just pick somebody at random. They were able to stop a moving car while it was driving on the highway. So I mean, they showed that the system in fact was extremely vulnerable. And now, you know, everybody's scrambling to fix these bugs. I know they've already issued patches for the Uconnect system. Some devices are being recalled. Some, you know, require a special USB drive to be inserted to update the software. But, you know, more than anything, it's a wake-up call that, you know, hey, this kind of stuff is out there, and they need to be more proactive about looking into it.
Some of the things that a hacker could do, I've read it could do simple things like locking the doors or turning on and off the wipers, but it can also slam the brakes on, play with the steering wheel, control the park assist system, and basically put a driver and vehicles around that car at a serious risk.
No, exactly. And so, I mean, it's a brave new world out there. And, you know, when we look at it from the perspective of everything being interconnected, I mean, you know, cars are the next logical step. I mean, people have Wi-Fi connections in their car, which is what this is. And so when you have that, you've really got to think that, you know, the car is now on the internet and your car has an IP address, which means that somebody somewhere can find it. And so you want to make sure that the companies have done everything they can to protect you from being found.
And not even really look for a specific person or vehicle. Couldn't they just do, like we said, with the Android phones, just do a random number generation in the IP spectrum, and all of a sudden you just become an innocent target?
Potentially, yeah. And that's another reason why this is so dangerous. So car manufacturers really, you know, this is definitely a wake-up call. And this is only one vulnerability, and there will be others. So they really need to make sure that they test these things more thoroughly before they put them out on the market.
And I mentioned with the driverless cars that are being researched and seem to be the next big thing. They're talking by 2020, driverless cars will be more the norm than the H.G. Wells fantasy. That's going to get some pause to cause for that entire industry now.
Yeah, and that's pretty freaky in itself. I mean, I don't know how comfortable I am with it. Computer driving for me and, you know, not crashing, but
well,
that's just me.
I mean, yep. So far, Google's been able to navigate streets of San Francisco for a few million miles with one or two, but apparently those accidents were cars hitting the driverless cars, probably out of shock of not seeing a driver in the car. I don't, you know, that might freak me out too. A little plug for your company. I mentioned Nightline Security. What's in your wheelhouse as far as what your specialties are?
So we work with companies to help them find any vulnerabilities that exist within their networks or their websites, and then we work with them to fix those vulnerabilities before they're breached. And that's, you know, that's a pretty large majority of what we do. You know, we also have in the event of breaches, we work with teams of, you know, we have forensics teams that work with the companies to, you know, eradicate the problem, make sure it's fully contained, and you know, things like that. But for the most part, I mean, we are, you know, we're a protection shop. I mean, we do security.
And as you heard just from these two instances, for personal use, never mind everything that makes you a target in the world of business, you need a lot more protection than you might have thought you have needed when it comes to tech and internet, wireless, the cloud, and everything else. So check out the services, NightlineSecurity.com. I'm joined by their CEO, Vinny Troy. Vinny, thanks for helping us understand the risks in our hands. And at this, you know, that's the bad news. The good news is the options to prevent those risks and cure them and heal them if or when they happen that we also have in our hands. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.